Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Much of President Donald Trump's latest tweeting highlights big numbers about votes he says he got in the election, not the coronavirus pandemic, which is now responsible for more than 250,000 deaths in the United States. Medical experts fear this coming winter could witness thousands more deaths. This afternoon, the White House plans to hold its first coronavirus task force meeting in months. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on the announcement from Vice President Mike Pence's office.
The public address comes as coronavirus cases are exploding across the country. More than 250,000 Americans have now died from the pandemic, which is more than twice the number of U.S. service members killed in World War I. Some of the hardest hit states are in the middle of the country, with the highest number of cases per capita in states including Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and Montana. The increased cases have raised such concern that the CDC is now urging Americans to consider canceling plans to spend Thanksgiving with anyone from outside their immediate household. President-elect Joe Biden will also address the crisis after meeting this afternoon with governors about the spreading pandemic. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
This has been an especially rough day for many families in New York City. School buildings are temporarily closed after officials recorded a rapidly rising number of new coronavirus cases. Mayor Bill de Blasio says it was a tough choice to make.
I do want to say how much I feel and understand the frustration of parents that they want, so many of them want their kids to be in school.
Like New York City, localities across the country are reinstating safety restrictions, including stronger limits on public gatherings to help slow the transmission of this virus. Not only has 2020 been an immensely stressful year because of the pandemic, it's virtually certain to be among the top five hottest years worldwide, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports average global temperatures are almost 2 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than normal.
Modern global temperature records extend back to 1880. The hottest year ever recorded was 2016. As of now, average global temperatures for January through October 2020 are only a fraction of a degree lower than that period in 2016. There is a 30% chance that 2020 will be the hottest year ever. Forecasters say this winter will likely be warmer than normal for most of the U.S. 2020 is the latest in a string of sweltering years. The last 5 years are the hottest 5 years ever recorded. The Earth is getting hotter because greenhouse gases, generated by burning fossil fuels, have accumulated in the atmosphere. Global greenhouse gas emissions are still rising. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
This is NPR. In a year when people really cut back on shopping for clothes, Macy's is reporting a third quarter in a row of declining sales. The retailer has been particularly hard hit by drops in tourism and visits to the mall. NPR's Alina Selyuk has details.
Macy's sales fell more than 20% in the latest quarter, but it actually reported a loss that wasn't quite as big as Wall Street expected. And the company says people are still eager to buy loungewear and home decor, even shopping for jewelry and perfumes. Still, this is a pretty worrisome picture ahead of the key holiday shopping season. Macy's warns that it's likely to show another drop in sales for the fall, and it's spending more to step up its same-day shipping and curbside pickup to get holiday gifts to shoppers during the pandemic. The company says it's carefully watching the renewed surge in coronavirus cases across the country, and that it has already led to a new temporary store closure. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
The number of people who seek unemployment insurance rose last week to 742,000, or the seasonally adjusted 742,000. First increase in 5 weeks and a sign the resurgent viral outbreak is likely slowing the economy. Coronavirus has brought Brexit trade talks to a standstill at a critical point of negotiations among senior-level officials. A European Union negotiator has tested positive for the virus. But the head of the EU team says lower-level talks will continue with their UK counterparts on Britain's break from the European bloc. Trade negotiations are under a January 1st deadline. This is NPR.